Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's just Rob and me today. And Pony.
Yay.
So you're the happy one?
Don't get paranoid already. I've given you no reason to get paranoid already.
Well,
you know, that's not the real song, though, I wanted. I was actually, that just came out. There are two Rob songs I have in my soundboard. This is the one I wanted.
Oh, I love this one.
Ooh.
This is the one that, this is really not for Rob. This is for me this morning because I will tell you that be careful what you wish for. There has never been a more classic example of be careful what you wish for.
True enough.
Than what happened to us this morning. So we have been living with the maniac 3-year-old, and he has been getting up on average of 5:45 to 6:15.
Yeah, for and years.
So, for years. He still knocks one out like 5 of the 7 days. He's up at that. So this morning, it's Monday, and we'll get to it later. We went to the Cocoonville block party, which, by the way, was not a party to worry about. I mean, it started at 4:30. I think it ended at 5:30.
Oh. So the cops were not called to say, hey, you better pipe down.
No, they didn't have to break it up.
That's a shame. I was hoping for so much more.
But I'll get to that during the body of the
good,
show.
Good, good, good.
The fact is, I wake up at, I think, approximately 20 after the hour of 7. And
oh,
I and then now this has happened before, but this normally happens when I'm so out that Mrs. O'Mara lets me sleep and gets up with the little guy.
Mm.
And then 10 minutes later, it's 7:30. I open my eyes. I half open my eyes. I look over. Well, lo and behold, there's Mrs. O'Mara.
Also in bed?
Also sound asleep. And
slumber,
I'm like,
yes.
The little guy hasn't gotten up. And I think the little guy may have gotten up at about, I don't know, anytime between 7:45 and 8:15, I have no idea.
Now, here's what's crazy.
At me. It threw me into a tizzy. My human alarm clock that I've relied on for the better part of 3 years is now, moving into kidhood.
You're going to have to,
you know.
You're going to have to drop $8 on a clock, Mike.
I don't know.
No.
And I normally get up like super. Well, I get up, I'm 50. I'm going to be 58. I get up 8 times in the middle of the night.
As do I. And I have to decide, do I go back to bed or do I just start the day here?
No, 3:15 is when I went winky tink.
3:20 for me. You should have called.
Yeah, it's a horrible. It's a spectacularly horrible time.
Yes.
To get up to go winky tink. It is just because you sit there and every fiber of your body is saying, "Stay where you are. Pee the bed. Pee the bed. Go ahead and pee the bed," but you don't want to. And then
it really does make for a longer morning.
Yeah, and then I will linger. I will linger longer. You know,
hey.
I surf, and Kirk McEwen is one of my friends. Used to work at DC1.
Yeah.
101 when the Grease Man was there. And there's this great picture of Kirk with his DC101 T-shirt and the Grease with his, I think maybe his first wife. I'm not sure. And I just look back and he was competition. But I look back on him and just go, man. Sunnier days.
Yeah.
Sunnier days. You know what, really? I mean, when you look back at a guy like that who could be a superstar and he was the one that everybody was listening to.
Yep.
And Don and Mike were the ones that everyone was listening to. Do you remember? We were just a bunch of goofy DJ idiots and it was a happier time. Now everybody, you know, everybody listens to the guys that have got the politics.
Well,
and the sports,
you know what? So much.
Thing,
it's
know?
Not even that. When's the last time you sat in the car and your first choice was to listen to the radio? Yeah, I never listen to the radio anymore. And that's the weird thing about a radio show like your Don and Mike's or your Grease Men is that it was something that pulled you together. There was water cooler
talk.
Well,
you started your career as the ultimate radio
fanboy, yes.
And the fact is when the Grease Man, I'm doing my morning show at night, when he joined our radio station and they put him on in the evening, I had never gotten a chance to listen end to end.
Right.
And the, just the silliness and, man, I'd love to see that pendulum swing back.
I would love to see
The silly and the good and the and
nice
the yucky
and the laughing.
And the yucky. But anyway, it's just, I don't know. It's what it's all about. But
hey, the DC 101 picture you saw, were the DC 101 t-shirts too small? They always seem to me radio t-shirts for 30
Kirk's
years
like,
have always
like
been
a,
too
a,
small.
A woman's petite
because
that he was wearing. And then there was some guy with big hair that was, you know, and I don't know what his name was, but you can bet it had Fox in it.
Yeah.
There was some Fox. Yeah, there was a period of time in radio where everybody had a Fox. It was Dave Fox, Heather Fox, you know, Sam Fox, John Fox, Foxy in the morning, the Fox. Hey, you're on with the Fox.
102.7, the Fox.
Yeah, the Fox.
Yeah.
You know, somehow a Fox became, you know, not only the description of a good-looking woman, man, she's a real Fox. have you ever looked at a fox, really? A fox is a dog.
It's worse.
Yeah, they're not sexy.
What's worse,
no,
the worst
sexy.
Thing about a fox is that it's got the bad qualities of a dog and a cat. Because it's like a sneaky,
it looks
ambivalent
like
dog. Yeah.
It looks like Frankie.
Yeah, I don't like it. Makes a nice coat, though, or a stole.
You know, in a perfect world, I could use as an illustration for you two right now, my Chihuahua, as an example of what a fox looks like. And I can't because... the little guy and Mama are off to school, and Frankie is somewhere in this house, and he will not come to me.
Will he come to you when Carla's there? Like,
yeah, he will jump up on my lap and let me pet him when she is on the couch with me.
I see, because she's going to protect him somehow.
Let me give it a crack.
You know, it'd be great.
I hate to do this to you too.
It's fine.
I mean, really, it's one thing when you're going to Rob.
Yes,
I'm not throwing you under the bus. All right,
no,
but give me 1 second.
I've got. I'm surrounded by some of the most verbose people. Oh, and her. So it's fine.
Well, she's an intern, but
she is.
Yeah.
She is.
Yeah, have Ashley move the conversation along. Pony, help him out if he can.
Pony, what I'm thinking is if he's able to secure this dog, and we are able to find comparisons between Frankie the Chihuahua and your standard run-of-the-mill fox, what we could do is prepare and perhaps dress Frankie up for Halloween.
Oh, I think that'd be fabulous.
Somehow attach a tail. Well, no, not cosplay, because that to me sounds sexual. Costumery. I mean, what we'll do is we'll attach a fox's tail to Frankie, and then maybe a little white makeup.
Dogs. We could do the Robin Hood. You remember the Disney Robin Hood.
Oh, yes. It was narrated by, it had the singing minstrel. I believe it was Roger Williams, maybe?
Have no idea.
It was a country singer, and he sang the diddle-addle, diddle-addle, loodle-addle-loo song.
All I know is it had a fox in it.
Yes, it did. And
that's it.
That's all you remember? That's your takeaway from Robin Hood?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, maybe that once we get the fox tail on Frankie, we could dress him in a green huntsman's outfit. And say, what is that Chihuahua? I say, not only is it a fox, it's Disney's fox from The Adventures of Robin Hood.
Well, don't they put Frankie in a cage?
They sometimes do. Do you cage? Oh, there he is. Oh,
there it is.
Yeah, there he is. A little respect, if you will. Do you have headphones? Do you have headphones for the dog? I guess
hold him like this.
Earbuds would be the way to go. Yeah, he's got that fox-like face.
Oh, he's so, trying to escape.
Look, he doesn't even want to. I tricked him.
How did you trick him?
I tricked him with one of these.
Oh, a treat?
Coloring yellow biscuits.
Yeah, we had an idea while you were gone, Mike, is that for Halloween, Frankie, blink 3 times if you're safe. Frankie, hold up a picture.
He's not blinking.
Of today's newspaper. He really looks like he's about to bite your face off. I'd put him down.
He's not going to bite my face off, but he's
not. Got that look. He's got that look like he's going to kill you.
He's actually terrified.
If he bites you, you can put him down.
He's terrified. But
and when we say put him down, we mean return to the floor,
for
gas
nap
him.
Time.
This is what the definition was of an attractive woman back in the day. That was my point.
Well, we had a good idea while you were gone, Mike. We're going to get a fox tail so we can dress him up for a fox for Halloween.
That's wonderful. You know, that's what's funny is I brought him into the area where he poops.
You know, he probably thought he was about to be punished. Is there poop in the studio now?
Yeah, Rob. I decided to come in here and work with it all around me. My feet are sitting in it right now. No, there's not poop in the studio. We took them out.
Okay.
And Beluga, God Almighty, I would somebody send me the prescription. Send me the probiotic prescription for that regularity that my pug has with two, I mean, unbelievable human-sized dumps on one walk. I am so jealous of him, and he's going to live to be, he'll live to be like 30 years old.
I don't know. I don't think he will. I think Frankie will outlive Beluga, and I think this is going to be, Mike, does Carla listen? Because I don't want to say this if she's going to hear it, because we're already on shaking ground.
Go ahead. Grow a set.
I think this is going to be Beluga's last good year.
Really?
Yep. I think.
Well, I hope
we'll
not.
Say goodbye in 18.
I really hope not, Rob.
Which
That's
is why
nice.
I say to Beluga, this year, live it up. Eat the cake. Buy the shoes. But say anyway. No to nothing. Live a life, dog.
Thank you. All right. I've got 90 minutes with you. Let's basically get the show on the road and all that good stuff. And I have a monitor on today. I'm actually very curious about world events, but I won't talk about them, but I'll be watching them.
Keep an eye on it. In, sure.
Yeah, see what's going on, because I want to be in the
it's
now.
Very important, Mike, to be in the know.
Yeah. Bunny, you having a good time so far?
I'm having a great time.
No.
I was waiting for that.
In the no. No.
How was it talking to how was it talking to Pony while I was away?
I want you to imagine how you think it went, and it was almost that good.
Oh man. Yeah. Okay. Oh. You can go throw up during the commercial.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Jock, it's Marvin. Your cousin, Marvin Barry. You know that new sound you're looking for? Well, listen to this.
How you feel? You remember that time in Montreal when you was too high to bring me out? The third act was on before you even knew the show would begin. You was feeling no pain, baby.
You didn't show up a couple of times.
Oh, no.
Alan.
Oh, no.
How's that move?
Alan, what? Foxville, just call. The IRS attached all the receipts.
They what?
You're not going to be able to pay anybody.
Oh. You know, rock and roll's been pretty good to me. I think I do this one for rock and roll. Oh, man. Bring me on.
Hey, what can I say? Mr. Chuck Berry!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Mike.
You got, what's the one? We did it in the kitchen. We did it in the hall.
Yeah, reeling and rocking.
Reeling and rocking.
Give me a second.
You got that one in your... Right, later in the show, please.
Yeah,
live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C., the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us anytime. Now, Pony, is my thing up here? I'm looking, because I said anytime, and anytime means anytime.
Anytime
and I'm looking
at
my
all.
Screen.
That's right.
And are you doing it, or do I do it? I'll get it up there, or what?
I get you up there. Hold on.
Hey. Yeah,
he's
baby.
Totally surprised. Yeah. He's totally surprised. Anyway, you can call us 888-920-6673 or MikeOMaraShow.com. We're online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you today by a new sponsor, Caring Village. It can be physically and emotionally exhausting to provide care for an aging loved one. I am very, very happy to have this client because I know exactly what they're talking about. When you deal with this, as so many of us have and will, it can leave you stressed. It can worry you. It can make you feel guilty. Just an amazing amount of emotions. It's kind of the circle of life. You're not alone. There is help. The folks at CaringVillage.com are changing family caregiving. Let me tell you about what they do. They focus on the quality of life for caregivers so they don't have to carry the burden alone all the time. Anyone that has had to deal with an aging loved one, a mom, a dad, you can feel completely overwhelmed, and that's why we are so glad to tell you about this location for you, CaringVillage.com. When you make life simpler and less hectic for caregivers, outcomes improve for the entire family. Everybody's happier.
So true.
Best of all, their app is totally free. And it lets you focus on what's important, your loved one. This app stores documents, tracks meds, lets you coordinate with everyone involved, from friends and family to in-home care, and even doctors and specialists. Keeping track of, I'll give you personal experience. It's not only knowing the meds that someone's on, if they're living at home or if they're in an assisted living facility. It's letting family members that may be closer than you know what's going on. It's letting the family members who are far away know what's going on. It's tracking everything.
Yes.
It's just keeping organized.
Coordination, one spot. Yeah, it puts everything together.
It can be the biggest challenge, and it lets you stay in constant touch with your loved one, the individual you're giving care for, with secure in-app messaging and notifications. This is just a great way for people to stop feeling overwhelmed, and you can get back to doing what you do best, caring for your loved one. Visit caringvillage.com/TMOS. I know there's somebody listening to my voice right now that's going to hear this and say, I'm going to give them a try. They really will help you out. You can go to caringvillage.com/TMOS today for the free download and discover how much time and energy you're going to save every day. caringvillage.com/TMOS. We're all going to get older, and everybody's going to have to deal with this at some point in their life, in the know. So what, Pony, just be honest with me. No sugarcoating. What's the deal with
what's
the
going
phones?
On what's that going screen on? There?
Nothing.
Go
so
ahead
I guess
and
I do have
that.
To reboot. Yeah, well, I can't. I can't because I can't stand up there and get it. You understand? That's what I can't do. Hey, I don't have, like, a switch.
If you wanted to stand up and do it, Pony and I could talk more.
Yes.
All right.
There's a lovely fox there.
Oh, no. Don't actually do it. So, Pony, how that was your weekend?
It's just got a lot better. Look at that.
We got a good. Now he's saying, hey. Now there's no need to be rude to him. He likes you so much.
I know. Man, after all this, we better get a phone call. So, Cocoonville. So, we had a great weekend here down in southwest Florida. However, there was a brush fire. That's the new scary down here.
Are you in the midst of a drought?
We're so dry. I've never seen tinderbox dry. Ugh. The woods are at one point. Was it Friday? I think it was Friday. Yeah. At one point on Friday, we had because that was St. Patrick's Day, right?
Yep.
Friday
mm-hmm.
was St. Patrick's
mm-hmm.
Day. We had three brush fires within 15 miles of our house. And so there was
that's close enough where you're smelling smoke, right?
Yeah, if it hadn't been blowing in the other direction, we would have smelled it. But we came out of the game on Friday, and you saw just this amazing. They're the scariest looking fires because they they do have black smoke once they start putting water on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it looks like a bomb exploded, and they had those going on. And this one was less than 3 or 4 miles from the house.
Ooh.
And so it was amazing to see that. It's that time of year down here. It's cyclical. I mean, this is not unusual. This is the dry season. They get in places like this, you get your dry season and your rainy season. You do. That's the way arid climates, work. That's the way it is. So when you've got a tropical climate and you've got something, an arid and tropical, am I using a contradictory terms there? Or arid is the desert.
Desert, and I think you're in more of a tropical
climate.
We're tropical,
but all I know is like come May, June, that's when the rains will start to come and it should be okay. But right now, it's amazing because there are no thunderstorms down here. You don't get that. And you wonder, and you'll be cruising along the main artery, the interstate here, and you'll see some guy flick a cigarette out the window. And
that's
you
all
know,
it takes.
That's how it starts. And I mean, that's it. And right now, it's amazing. And a big salute to the firefighters down here because we're connected with the firefighters down here because my son's babysitter's son works for the volunteer fire department.
Okay.
And yesterday, she took Michael to the firefighter police officer hockey game down here. So he has been to this young man's firehouse. God, I wish I knew the name. I don't know the name of this young man, but she's taken him to the firehouse and Michael just adores this man and he shows him the fire trucks and they take him all around the fire station. And Michael has red fire boots and a fire raincoat, like a beautiful one that he's got that he wears. And he has the fire hat. Yesterday, because Michael skates now too, they took him over to the arena here where the firefighters were playing their hockey game, which this son was involved in against the police officers. And there's the most amazing picture of this firefighter in his hockey uniform holding Michael's hand, and Michael's got the little fire uniform on. And so it's just great. And all of that, I say that for one reason. I share that with all of you because there I was, the older father, not involved in any of it.
Well, you were watching. Yeah. You were watching.
No, we didn't go to the game. We were out at a bar.
Oh, well, that's good, too.
No, I'm just kidding. No, we had a game that we went to Mommy and Daddy alone. So,
question.
We had it was a pre-scheduled babysitting thing, and she took him to the game.
Now that Michael is skating and taking to skating a little bit, how is he when he goes to a hockey game and watches big guys actually? Is he into the participation of
watching
it?
Well, Rob, I would be able to answer that successfully if I had taken him to a game. We take him to the hockey practice, and then we the only thing I did athletically with my son was take him to the driving range this weekend.
Ah.
And what's hysterical about a three-year-old is, first of all, this has been probably 7 or 8 months since I've done this with him, and he is taking direction, which is great.
Yeah.
I say put your right hand low and your left hand high. That's the way, because you're going the opposite way, Michael. And he listens, and then I tell him, stop before he hits the ball. And he looks up. This is right after we got there, and he stands, and he's standing over the ball. He's got a pretty good position over the golf ball. And he looks up, and he goes, can I hit it now?
Ah!
And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, he is actually listening to me.
Now,
it's
I don't know that
spectacular.
I've ever asked you. You golf left-handed because you're left-handed, right?
No, I golf right-handed.
Do you really?
Uh-huh. I play hockey right-handed, and I golf right-handed.
Okay, and he's right-handed?
I write left, and I eat left.
Hmm, all right.
And I,
well,
oh,
it's been so long, I can't even tell you. I don't even
know. I'll guess right-handed.
Yeah, I think that's left-handed, maybe.
Oh.
I'm not sure.
Both.
I don't know.
Ambidextrous?
It's disgusting. And
that
you
is.
Dwell on it.
What a
Stop
horrible
it.
Thing. So he is also right-handed, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So that must be easier for him to watch you golf if you're doing the exact same thing.
The whole left-hand, right-hand thing, I don't know how that works. I know that when I was a kid, and I was playing Little League Baseball, I had a coach. I don't remember his name. My dad hated the guy. The guy was trying to convert me to be a left-hander because he knew my father was left-handed.
Okay.
And I don't think I was a natural lefty at all, but I am a little bit ambidextrous because I, I do right-left, and I do, but I throw right. And I'm pretty well right-side dominant. And my son, it was great to have him actually follow direction, but then you're reminded of the fact that he's a three-year-old because I'm sitting there with him at this driving range that's off the main drag.
Yeah.
And it's one of the roads over near the airport. And the flight path, it's literally right underneath the flight path. And every time a jet would fly over, he would stop. He was so three. You know, he'd be like in mid-swing. He goes, Daddy, plane. I said, yeah, it's the same thing you told me 3.5 minutes before. Yes, sirree. There's the plane, little Michael. There's that wonderful
plane. But he's following direction now. That's a huge step.
Yeah, he's following direction. He's sleeping a little later. Life is changing a little bit. We're seeing this is the transition going into four. What I can't stand. And his parents, they go, oh, you ain't seen nothing yet. No, douche. I have seen something yet. I've seen the fact that I've dealt. It's not that I know it's not the terrible twos. It's the terrible threes. And, in July, we will end the terrible threes. And I know there will be a segue point. But no, don't tell me you ain't seen nothing yet. I've got a 19-year-old and I've got a 21-year-old. So I have seen something yet, you negative douche.
And that's
as
something
you sit
that
there
is
eating
said.
Your muffin.
That is something that is said by someone that has nothing concrete to back it up. Well, you haven't seen anything yet. Well, what does that mean?
I have done this for my entire life since I've become a father. I have always reacted to couples that are with child or are going to have a baby or have announced they're going to have a baby. I have always said it will change your life for the better. I believe, and Pony, I'm not trying to make you sad here.
That's okay. Well, I don't believe you.
Don't you think your life was better when you got your rat?
Absolutely.
And don't you
we
think
all need something to love, Pony.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And my something that I love doesn't crap in its pants and have to be changed.
That's fine.
That's one way of looking at it. But the fact is that I tell young couples, and by the way, Ashley, if you get into a relationship that lasts a long time, do you plan to have your own children? Being someone in the life, I like to ask that question, with young people. What are your plans?
I don't intend to have children ever.
Ever? Okay.
Ever.
And how old are you now?
I am 19.
Oh my God! You've got a. I thought you were
lots of time
mid-20s. I thought Ashley was in her mid-20s. She's got a long time. I thought she's got tons of time. That's like asking my daughter that question. I'm not going to continue with the line of questioning. No, of course you're going to say that. You can say you could say at 19 you could say you want to go into the Australian outback and raise black mambas.
Yes,
you know I mean that's that. You don't have to have any answer right now ready for that.
And that would bring love to her life.
Black Mamba.
Yeah,
I think they exist in Australia. So, yeah. What was my point?
Your point is that when you have a child, your life is changed for the better, and that Pony is doomed to a life of solitude.
No, but when someone says to me, "You ain't seen nothing yet,"
I think
from my personal experience, if we're going to be really detailed here, that this this inability to reason with a child, which happens between the twos and the threes, starts to maybe take a turn where, yes, you can. You can bribe them easier.
Yes.
You can cajole them easier. You can threaten them easier. You know, all the good things, all the things that will affect changes in their behavior, you can do. Now, I also realize that as they get older and bigger, they can cause more damage and threaten your body physically.
But as you said about the easy to threaten, I mean, do you know...
This is a positive enough portrait of parenting right now.
It is pretty good. And you know what? It's amazing how we line up. Mm-hmm. But what you have an ultimate tool now that didn't exist even 10 years ago, which is I'll take your phone away.
How tall is Robert III now?
He just, I believe this weekend we realized he's taller than his grandfather Dave. So I think he is like 5'7 or 5'8 now.
5A. Has he, you're not a confrontational guy. Has he ever has he ever gotten to that? I know he threw the car seat.
Oh, that was years and years ago. No, it's been a long time.
Does he ever get physical with you or Carrie?
I think the last time we got physical was in the happiest place on earth, Disney World. When I had to, he was really, really upset because, it was one of those beautiful 110
degrees. Oh, that's when you had to restrain him.
Yeah,
right?
And he screamed in the middle of a crowded food court, "Father, you're hurting me! You're hurting me!" And but I was stronger than him then. I was, we've never gotten
your ass now. Do you think or what?
No, because I'd fight dirty.
Okay, all right, but you're big.
Pull
too.
Hair,
you're
yeah.
Big. If you throw that weight around, you can nail him.
If I did like some sort of finishing move.
No, I'm not talking about hitting him. I'm talking about like he could secure him. You could probably secure him in your big bear
hug.
Yeah,
I could, but
that doesn't. But he doesn't go there.
No, he doesn't. No, he's. You know what he is? He's a sulker.
Is my paranoia coming through at all when I'm talking about it? Because Michael really tends at 3.5 to throw pretty decent fits right now.
He I think that there is no reason to believe that will continue when he's larger because I think they get embarrassed by having a fit.
All right. Okay. Mm. Good. But today, man, the late sleep, the late awake, and his mood was incredible. I said,
good
hey,
or bad.
Phenomenal. He great. I looked at him. He's leaving for school. He comes in. He taps me on the. I'm working. He taps me on the back. Not to bother me. He goes, "Dad, we're leaving now." Excuse me, could you go get my son? He's around here somewhere. I'm not sure what's going on. I said, "Can I pick you up at school?" He said, "I'd like that."
Wow.
Like an adult. And he went off and he was grinning. And it was fantastic.
Well, while he's in this good mood, now's the time to yell at him for letting you oversleep. Because there's no excuse for that.
I followed him out to the car where Carla was taking him to school. I was walking two dogs. That's when Carla rolled down the window, looked at me distrustingly, and said, "Are the dogs behind the car?" And she didn't say it like it would be an oversight. She said it exactly like you think she'd say it. She said it like maybe I was intentionally leaving Beluga behind the right wheel.
Yes,
problem
honey.
Solved.
They're behind the car on a leash tied to the bumper. Is there a problem with that? So the dogs are safe. Your boy is happy and you got a great night's sleep. What's not to
everything's
like?
Wonderful. Everything's wonderful. And I can tell you when we come back about the Cocoonville block party that we had yesterday. Where one
still
fact
recovering?
Stands above all. Oh, yeah, it was incredible. Man, oh, man. Oh, and the sex.
Oh,
no, it's disgusting. We'll take a break, come back with more on the Michael Mara Show.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Hello, I'm Scott Shannon, and I'm joined today by my friends,
Oscar, and Todd, plus Mac from the Tech 411 show. Whenever they have time to record an episode, you can rest assured you'll hear about all the latest techno doodads and inter things. Todd, what's big this week?
Mailing lists, or lists for short.
Uh-huh.
I subscribe to lots of mailing lists. Two I like are called Frequent Flyer, for people who fly a lot,
oh,
and one called Dairiel. It's a list of interest to dairy farmers.
I love cows. Oscar, what gadget do you have for us today?
Tengo una computadora y uso el internet.
Buenos coaches, Oscar. How about you, Mac? What is your app of the week?
Used panty vending machines.
Well, I'm not sure if that's an app, but I'm all for recycling. Todd.
Join the intrepid band of internauts as they search for the golden fleece of cyberspace.
What the f*** does that mean? Tech 411 with Oscar Moore and Todd Santana. Plus Mac.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Oh, wow. They're going to love that. That's better than anything they've ever done. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by our TMOS bonus packages. If you don't subscribe to the TMOS bonus show, listen to this. The TMOS bonus show is like we've taken the five-day-a-week TMOS show and kicked it up a notch. No commercials to interrupt a great bit. No censorship to derail what we really want to say.
True.
You never know what direction we'll go, and that's the fun of the bonus show. So be part of the fun. Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access to all of our 2017 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology at over a 25% savings, all waiting for you at MikeOMaraShow.com. Look for the banner mark TMOS bonus packages. Subscribe, and you'll get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get it done. Plus, it's a great way to support TMOS. The future of the show depends on it. Treat yourself. You've earned it. Before I tell you about Cocoonville, I have to say, big news. Big, big news.
Huge.
On the Mike O'Mara Show front. It's app. We have
updated our app. Awesome.
We are not done yet. I should point that out, but we have made a major change to our app that we think you're going to like, and we really think it's special. They put this thing together. It took a long time to get it just right. They're still tweaking it, Pony, but if I mess it up, just let me know I'm messing it up. But the fact is, the gist of this app is that now when you put TMOS on your phone, yes, you can archive all the shows and you can get specifically what you want, but what it really is our app is like another radio station for you.
Yeah,
where
absolutely.
You will click on the TMOS app, it opens up and it says TMOS show, you click on that, and bam, you're in the middle of a show. And you know, nothing really changes about the look of the app. We've always been happy with the look of our app. What changes now is it used to be you would open up the TMOS app for your phone and you would have to click on the TMOS app. Then you would have to click on our show. Then you would have to click on what specific show you wanted. And then you would have to decide whether you wanted to stream it or whether you wanted to actually download it and save it for later. It was a few more steps than we wanted you to make. What the step is now, especially this applies a lot for people like me when I want to share the show with somebody, or if I just want to jump in and see what's going on, it's like tuning to a radio station, and you'll click on the app, and the show is in midstream, whatever point we're doing. We put it on a continuous loop.
It just says Mike O'Mara Live, and you click that little button that says TMOS Live, and the show is happening right then.
The goal will be that the shows on the network will be included. Not all of them, of course.
Mm.
Not all of them. But the fact is,
have you ever been excluded from an app?
Stop. God. Oh, my God. I didn't want to go there. But the fact is that we will really be having an app where you can just click on it, and it's like a radio station.
So cool.
And that's what we always wanted to do. Statistics have shown us that delivering our app that way, there are so many different ways people get this content, but it's all about making it easier. And, you know, if we can take somebody who is not podcast savvy and is not necessarily even app savvy, and we can have them click on just one button with two clicks, and then, bam, they can get it. Now, Pony, I'm curious, and I hate to have a technical discussion on the show.
Sure.
But the fact is, will it ever be where they just simply click on it and it's there already? In order to have people to satisfy the people that want the archived version of it, you have to have that one extra step, right? So it'll always be TMOS show that they click on, and then we will stream it. Now, what I heard over the weekend, because I don't, my memory is so bad, I can't even tell you what I did on Thursday and Friday and whether that was the show. Will it always be the most recent show for now that was uploaded?
No, it's actually a whole slew of great episodes, and it's playing those at random. So whenever you sign in, or you don't have to sign in, whenever you hit that button, you're going to hear shows that we've picked for you. So you don't have to decide which one you want to listen to and go through all that
Just
crap.
Like a great radio station would have a great playlist of exactly. all your favorite songs, there's already a list of all great episodes. So think of it as turning on your car radio and hitting that button, and it's always there for
and
you.
And we're live right now.
Yeah.
Now when you say live right now, so if somebody was to click on the app, they'd hear one of our great episodes right now. Right?
No, they will hear this show happening live.
So that's an added thing. Yeah. The app mm-hmm. that I had. See, I didn't even know that myself.
Oh, that's cool.
So they can click on the Mike O'Mara Show app right now and listen to us live.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's I know. It's like being on the radio.
It's very, very, so cool. very cool. Well, the show is on the radio, but this is something that we have tried to, because our show is one of the more broadcast friendly shows.
Yeah.
We format it like a radio program. We already have, that's the way we're the most comfortable working. And, I didn't know that. So let me explain the way it works. You explain it to me. After this show is over, that it will wrap up and then you will go to that kind of we pick one randomly for you, or will it run this one in a continuous loop throughout the day? How's that going
to
work?
It's going to go back to random episodes. This one will go into that queue, but you'll essentially have just great shows playing that you can just hit that button, start it right up, and you don't have to decide which, you know, what's a funny episode I want to listen to again. You just turn it on. Turn it off, turn it on, you know,
turn
you
it
don't
on.
Have to...
We'll be there for you yeah. no matter what.
Right.
And when we're,
so,
live, we're live, we're on live. And when we're not on live, we've got another show ready to go for you. It's always going to be there.
Ultimately, we're going to put some other shows up there too.
Yes.
Like to get some of the shows on the network up, like Robin Joe and the Tony Perkins Show, and get some of those shows up so you can hear those too and always have something entertaining.
We're still in discussions with Cake and Cookies. They're being rather hard assed about it, but I think we can work something
Maybe
out.
Maybe Sundays.
Maybe
it
Sundays.
It will be really, I didn't mean not to include Cake and Cookies.
That's fine.
Because, no, let me say unequivocally, that might be on the network also.
Yay!
So anyway, the thing.
That's a great thing to root for.
I certainly hope we get that show on. I'm terrible. It's Monday. I can't help myself.
You know what? You're over rested. That's your problem.
Yeah,
you slept too long.
I got a good night's sleep. And the thing is, I shouldn't have, because that party was so rowdy from 4:30 to 5:30.
We had a great time at that party.
Anyway, I could not be more excited. I have been really knocking on the guys' doors to get this app done, and it takes a little doing to get it just right. And am I leaving anything out about the app? Is there anything you want to tip in on this?
My phone automatically updated, but check for an update on your just the Mike O'Mara Show app. It's very easy to do. Go through your app store, check for an update, and when you update, it will be there. That's what you got to do, and you'll be, you know, it's just, to me, the neatest thing is that no matter what, when you click on that app, we're going to be there. Just like, just instantly. I did it today, I did it yesterday, and it makes me smile every time because it's cool.
About the app, is there anything you
want to say this.
That's cool.
This is really very close.
Yes.
This is really very close. It's not close enough where I'd have an echo.
When you update it, we'll be there. That's what you got to do, and you'll be.
Hi, Mike.
I'm
going to take
radio.
It up to hi, Mike.
You're going to be there. Just like, just instantly. I did it today. I did it yesterday. And it makes me smile every time because it's cool.
Oh, now we're going to loop.
That's cool. This is really very close.
I'm sorry. I'm just a rude.
Aren't we great?
And meanwhile, someone in Chicago's head exploded.
Why is my...
lower?
Why is it flashing?
Oh, you got a message.
Why is it flashing?
Because it's an advertisement.
It wants you to see the message. It's very, very needy.
Congratulations, you're today's lucky visitor.
What?
Hey, Mike.
Oh, my
God.
I'm not.
Everything's coming up, Mike.
Quick, send your social security number.
Man, pretty tough to ignore that $1,000 Walmart gift card.
Oh, man. You could buy a lot of gloves.
Yeah.
For $1,000.
That's
something that's on there, too. You'll have to negotiate around that on your own, you know. Nothing's for free, people.
Hey, hey, but you know what? Don't bother clicking on it because we already have our lucky visitor. His name is Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, you already won.
Mike won for today.
So, Pony, any other minutia, anything that we can include? Is that pretty much it?
It is that simple. Just update your app.
Yeah, and, it's so cool. And,
I mean, I can't believe that that's on right now. I'm just very excited about it. So please, if you haven't, if you get your content for TMOS another way, give it a try. I don't care how
give
you
it a shot.
Get your content. Just listen to the shows, all I want. But I, for somebody who exclusively uses, when I'm listening to this program, I use the app.
Yep.
That's it. I use the app in the car. If I'm out somewhere and I want to show somebody, I don't even whip out the business card at the same time and just hand them a business card. I show them the show, and now I can press on it. It's kind of embarrassing, though, because you never know what filthy thing I'm going to be saying at that particular moment. You know, so if it's in the, you know, it's got to be in the proper company. Crowded bar. Yeah, they can't hear it because it's too soft on the thing, but it's a great app.
Well, what'll happen is if something bad is played, you'll just say, we have a quirky show.
Yes, we do. Yeah, it is quirky. Yeah, it's quirkier today than normal. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills. You are listening to The Mike O'Mara Show. Everybody.
Everybody, it's Mike O'Mara calling from my car along a speeding artery down here in Southwest Florida with a reminder that each and every Wednesday is Wide Open Wednesday. Rob, that's when we take your phone calls, isn't that right?
Yeah, we answer the calls live on the air, Mike. Keep your eye on the road, please.
Our phone number is 888-920-6673. And Oscar Santana, can you tell me what the best thing about Wide Open Wednesday is, at least in your mind?
Yes, when you call the helpline, Mike, please identify yourself and what city you're calling from. That's the best part.
That's a very technical advice, and I thought it wasn't a helpline. I thought it was the Wide Open Wednesday hotline.
Well, I just like to call it the helpline.
Why?
Because we try to help people.
All right. Well, Wide Open Wednesday, you can tell we're real excited about it right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. Oh, man, am I into texture. I'm into texture because the TMOS listeners were nice enough to put this master's trip for me together, and I'm reading everything I can about Augusta and all my golf magazines. But I read also a tremendous, I think it was New York Magazine that they had, and I read it on my texture, and it was either New York or New York. I'm sorry, but all I know is I read the David Letterman interview as I was on the elliptical with my iPad, because texture has everything. They got Vanity Fair, People, Us Weekly, Sports Illustrated, Esquire, Cosmo, Oprah, Good Housekeeping, Better Home. They've got them all. Bon Appetit, Newsweek, everything. Magazines, they're fantastic. And texture puts them all on your iPad or your iPhone or your tablet of any kind. Texture has totally reimagined magazines, and it's the app that gives you unlimited access to over 200 magazines right on your tablet or smartphone. And it is so beautiful to read. And the great thing is you can share it with your family as well. It's official. I get all the magazines now.
Yeah.
And you can go through and surf the magazine titles and the articles. They will actually put stuff in there just for you. It's searchable. You can enjoy what you want to read, and you're going to read a lot more magazine content that's good for your brain. Texture is normally $9.99 a month, but if you sign up right now at texture.com/TMOS, you can get a 14-day free trial. Please try this trial out. It's absolutely phenomenal. Texture was selected as one of Apple's top 2016 iPad apps, so start your free trial right now, and that's the only way you will be getting magazine content.
Yep.
And the amazing feeling about Texture, and I know I'm going a little long with this, but when I'm on Texture, I just get this incredible sense of I'm getting such a value out of it because I can read anything. I can read articles from magazines I normally wouldn't buy off the rack.
Right.
I'm normally real selective with that. This way, you see a cover page and a particular article that interests you. Here's another great thing about Texture. You open up the home page, the cover page for the magazine. You got an article on there that you like. Click on it. Just press on it. It takes you right to that article. You don't have to go through the index. You don't have to go through the pages. That's another great thing about Texture. 14 days to try it absolutely free when you go to texture.com/TMOS. Get busy reading more for way less. Texture.com/TMOS. Yeah.
And the images are beautiful. Does it not look so sharp when you read
it? It's just a different way of getting photographic content, and I love it. And I also, I should throw in, we also have bonus videos on there too.
Yeah.
So, and I still don't understand how David Ledbetter teaches me how to swing a golf club. But getting back to the Masters, I really am so grateful that the fan club put this together, and it's getting very, very exciting for me. And
very close now.
I'm understanding yesterday we're at the Cocoonville party, and there's a one other radio broadcast guy that's here. He's a retired sports guy, and his name is Toby.
Oh,
no, I'm sorry. But you know what I mean, Rob? Yeah, you get that joke?
I get you.
So, you know, and we're the two radio guys. We're the largest men in the neighborhood.
Sure.
It's typical. And I mentioned that I'm going to the Masters for the first time. He said, I covered it for 13 years. And, you know, I am trying to, I don't want to say I'm trying to impress, but I'm trying to be funny because that's my radio.
That's what you do. Yeah.
And I proceeded to discuss with him the fact that we knew Jim Vance, that Jim Vance was a friend. Jim Vance is a friend, too. Jim Nance was a friend of ours. And I went into a description and then an example of what we do Masters Week.
Yeah.
And I said how Jim normally sets it up with that flowery description of Augusta. And I said, I do the thing normally, and I will start with a description, but then it will work its way into homoerotic fun. And I said, you know, and it was Gene Saracen that once said, please, Arnie, give me a back rub. And, well, Rob, see that laugh? I would have expected that, but unfortunately with this guy... I mean nothing at all. I don't know if he's jaded or if he's just, you know, he's a sports guy. So
yeah, and do you think he is still, are his eyes still clouded by the whole notion of it being the Masters and he can't see it as a sense of humor?
His name is George. He wants to come on the podcast to talk about the Masters, and I think leading up to it, I may take him up on that little idea. But I think, you know, right now I would say he thinks it in terms of serious sports where, you know, we poked fun at it, you know, where we would have, you know, I don't know how many I've done, you know, over a beautiful day, Augusta National Golf Club. I think it was Sam Snead who once said, Montgomery, if I get another mint julep with too much lime juice, I'm going to keep you in the shed. No, I mean, it's just like, now, so, you know.
When you were describing our standard Jim Nance bit,
right,
could you see your, this I got to know, because I've mm-hmm. been in this situation in a party, you know, locale.
Where you try to explain your bit.
And you explain something and you think it's going to really kill, and you can literally watch yourself losing them. You can see his eyes sort of glass over.
Yeah, you can't
do distance.
It. You can't.
And
you
can't
to just
save
do
it.
The bit. You have to do the bit. And you know, when we say TMOS listeners get it, that's kind of where we are with that. Because if you don't get it, you're not going to laugh at that. And it just... Look, I'm real happy that I know a lot of people. Carl and I have been looking around, and we've decided we're staying right where we are. Because the fact is that, you know, do we need more space for the little guy and having my daughters come back? But, you know, tough. Everybody can crawl on each other for a couple of weeks. That's the way it's going
to
go.
And you know your enemy there. You know the layout.
Here it is. We've looked at some of these behemoths. Every city's got them. Every town's got them where you go in and it's the kind of community that you – everybody knows what I'm talking about – where you drive into it. And you're really not sure how to get out of it because it's such a maze.
Right.
And it's an open square or rectangle that they, you know, they shit out 5,000 houses. And look at him go. Look at him go. That woke him up. Yes, sir. Morning, pony. That's it. So the thing is, I like the idea that I said to Carlos, as we're driving away, I said, I've got 10 to 15 of my neighbors that I know by name that I could knock on their door and they'd know who I was. I don't know if you're going to get that in a big behemoth area, you know?
It would take a while for it to be established. And, you know, it is. You know what? Obviously, you have issues with the size of the house and the community at times, but at least you know the issues. You're not jumping into a blind new situation, so you're good.
Don't you think, and you can speak to this, Rob, don't you think really that the whole thing, the whole treadmill that we're all on is... bigger, better, newer, fresher.
Yep.
Finance it till you die. You know, put more interest rate on that. Get more, get more, get more. Then it's time to die. Then you got to get more when you die because they're going to charge you for that too. It just seems to me that you got to take some pause occasionally and realize that things are going to be okay. And
well,
that
it's priorities.
Being a little space challenged is
you,
okay.
You, when I bought my house, and I bought one house in my life, and I remember I... we were on in afternoons then, and I went in and you said, congratulations, you bought your house. And I was just not 100% over the top and bullion about it. And you said,
right,
you should be over the moon. I said, I don't know. I kind of wanted something a little bigger.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
and you
yeah,
know
everybody
what?
Everybody feels the same way.
And then it's been now 8 years or 9 years that we've been in the house, and I never want to leave it because it's my home. And it's
right, and that's
yes.
There's a lot to be said for that. And what's also to be said for it, and this is something that was really, I encouraged this. I was not point, and we'll get to that point in a second, because we had what would be considered a block party.
Okay.
A block party.
What's the matter
oh,
with you?
Oh, no. The fact is, no.
Today is opposite day.
This neighborhood. This neighborhood could use really, and I mean this sincerely,
yeah,
could use a large infusion of diversity. It could. But I don't control, you know, who buys the houses. So that's about it.
Okay.
And the fact is, it's an older community, but we had what was in effect a block party. A block party is when you set it up in the street.
Yep.
And you put the tables out there, and they had grills going, and they had burgers, and people brought beers over. There was no music, unfortunately.
You see, that is where you totally lose me. There's got to be some music. I mean, it doesn't have to be a band or a DJ, but just some music.
All I know is I settled in, and my wife and I ended up at a big table, and we were talking to someone who... I want to be conservative here because we always talk about age and all that
sure,
silly stuff. But the fact is, this person was, well, to the best of my knowledge, this person was 1,000 years old.
Well, I think it's nice that they got
this,
out.
This was 1,000. He was 1,000 years old. This was the 1,000-year-old man. You do become aware that there are older people in the community. And,
sure.
But you know everybody. There are a lot of people. You know, 3 years ago, I wouldn't have known two names in there. The name tags still help. The name tags.
Oh, there was name tags?
But Carl and I had gone. I had mentioned that.
Did yours read disc jockey?
No, I put Mike in big letters and O'Mara in little letters.
Nice. Good.
So people, because, you know, you have to write the letters out large.
You do. And so. I was just thinking, Mike, how great it would have been if there had been just a little music. The block party, you know, hits of the day.
No, you turn yours down. I'll give you mine.
Oh, you have
I'll
yours? Okay. Okay.
Hey, the O'Maras are at the block party. And now we're having Kakuna block party to say hello.
Meanwhile,
1,000 years old, and you're having a party. Here come the O'Maras, sticking out like a sore thumb. Oh, yeah. All right. Anyway,
and meanwhile, there's a man with his nose 2 inches from your chest saying, is your name Mike?
Yes, it was.
Is it Mike?
I was very motivated, not because we know more people here and
uh-huh,
not because we feel more comfortable, both of which are true. I was motivated because Mrs. O'Mara and I had not had the little guy for about 2 hours, and we had pre-gamed. We pre-gamed at the ball game, and then we pre-gamed at a little neighborhood behind JetBlue Park,
okay,
where we discovered a new pub. And it was,
is it an Irish-themed pub?
Nope, not necessarily. It's a deli restaurant pub. Absolutely, with an outdoor bar.
Sounds great.
Absolutely, a 10. It's far away from our house, but we pre-gamed and we lingered a little longer.
Sure.
And so by the time we got to the party, I said, Carla, stop at the grocery store and get a 12-pack. She came out. She was all motivated, where she comes out with a 12-pack of Michelob Ultra Amber, which I haven't found in a long time. That's my little, it's like Michelob Ultra with a little amber color.
It's got a little more richness to it.
Yeah, it's got food coloring in it.
Of course.
Anyway, it was really, so she came out with that. And we got home, and I kind of tuned one up right before we walked across the street. So I literally see my neighbor Rick, who lives down on the corner, and then my friend George's wife Jo, who is on the far corner, and they're talking with each other. And because I have pre-gamed, I said in a loud voice, I raised my hands. I swear to God, I did this, Rob. I raised my hand up in the air and I went, "Block party!" And I realized, no, this is the party you go to sober. You don't care. And I wasn't walking around going, yeah, all right. I was just, it was.
You were gregarious.
I was gregarious. And,
sometimes you need it. But the problem is,
the last time I went to one of these things, I had my kid in tow, and I didn't have one single beer, and I wasn't able to relax. And it was that's why we drink socially, so we can have fun socially. That's the only reason, so we can take the inhibitions away. But it was obviously,
it makes the other people more interesting.
Everybody was not at my level. Yeah. Everybody was not at my level.
You're screaming block party, and most of the other conversations. Do you want some mustard, dear? And
so I told him if he'd like to paint the trim that way, that'd be fine, but I don't want to.
Block party!
Block party!
Oh, here comes that a-hole. Oh, God, I hate him. He leaves his dog bags out in the yard. All right. Anyway, so, it was, the chow was good. The conversation
how
was,
really, how long was the block party?
Rob, I swear to God, I wouldn't be able to tell you because I wasn't checking watch, but I will estimate that it was an hour and a half.
That's like nothing. No. You have to allow an hour and a half for people to arrive.
I think they broke it up at 6 or 6:15, so maybe 2 hours. Maybe 2 hours. And then at the end of the block party, because I have felt so inadequate with my my limited injury-laden body, they have these aluminum round tables. Anyone that has a deck knows what I'm talking about. They've got the aluminum frame that's round, and then they've got the glass insert that the umbrella goes in. And they had moved these from the pool deck, the community pool deck. Why does it just sound like such a? I live in a nice little community.
You do.
Okay.
It's beautiful.
And they moved these out into the street, and it just was perfect. There was elbow room.
Yeah.
There was more mingling of people, which I thought was great. They had a couple of grills going. They had a great spread of food that everybody was enjoying. It was really, I thought it was a 10 as far as parties go.
Right.
But I'm sitting there, and I'm really just tuning up. I'm just warming up. And as Carla pointed out to me, that would have been a mistake. If I continued to tune up, suddenly it would be 8:30, 9 o'clock, and you know, I got a school night, so I got to stop.
Did anyone else have a grown-up beverage there on site?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
there were beers.
Okay. Everybody had their coolers. That's one thing. One thing about Cocoonville, Rob.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about people having adult beverages.
Okay,
right?
good.
In fact, the guy, George, was telling me, you know, they'd had a party the night before and the night before that. And he said, I'm not used to doing two nights in a row. And he was telling me this as technically he was doing two nights in one day. But as I'm just starting, like, onto my third anecdote, you know, and I think I was saying, and I hear clank, clink, clank, clank, and they're piling chairs up, and they're getting ready to do this, and I suddenly realize that with the average age in our neighborhood being one of the younger people here, I can't be sitting on my fat ass while the, you know, 75-year-olds are stacking chairs.
No, so you got to be a part of that, and that sucks. Right. That's the worst duty. That's five times worse than setup.
It sucks.
Yeah.
And so I took one of these little aluminum chairs and I brought it over to the pool deck. And then I see the guys hauling one of these circular tables. And we together bring it over to the pool deck.
Mm.
And then I think the alcohol just kicked in at that moment
for my
sixth beer. And there were three old men that were carrying this aluminum framed glass table. And I've hauled these around.
Yeah.
And I said, I got it. And I took it and lifted it and put it on my head and was carrying the whole table above my head. A man in back of me, and this made energy surge through my body, says, well, now I know why you hit the ball that long. And I was
Carla
was around. And that year of being frail and feebed out, suddenly the Incredible Hulk taking table. it weighed like 11 pounds.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about anything.
But you know what you did?
Heavy.
What you did is you coupled it with showmanship. By holding it over your head, you looked like the strength of 10 men.
Right, exactly. So, it's crazy. And, it was fun, but that was the Cocoonville party. And everything is fine. Everything rocks, and everything's doing what we're doing. So we're going to take a
break. Did you have any more beer when you got home?
What's that?
Did you get any more beer when you got home after the party?
No, I finished the half of the one that I brought home with me.
Okay.
And then I believe I lost consciousness. That's what happened. We will take a break on the Mike O'Mara Show and be right back, everybody. Hey, everybody, if you're a big fan of the Mike O'Mara Show and you have any technical support questions whatsoever, it might be the app, it might be any question you have, you can contact our man, Ponyboy Matt Bloom. And Ponyboy, what is the best way to contact you?
All you have to do is email me at ponyboy@mikeomarashow.com.
There's no need to get pissed off. Welcome back. Temper.
Might be my favorite promo. I said the one last week was my favorite. I like that one.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Sleep Number. I love my Sleep Number bed, and you'll love yours. And thank you, everybody in TMOS land that has been buying Sleep Number beds and letting me know about it. I really appreciate that. It's wonderful. If you're not sleeping your best, it's probably time to replace your mattress. At Sleep Number, at the store, you can see and feel, test rest, a Sleep Number mattress that adjusts to you for just the right comfort every night. You owe it to yourself to stop into a Sleep Number store near you, hop on one of these, and see exactly how it feels. It is so comfortable, and it's so wonderful, and the technology is going to do something that I don't talk about enough, and that is make this bed last longer than any mattress you've ever had. They've got optional Sleep IQ technology inside of it. It tracks your sleep. It gives you personal insights. You see how life affects your sleep and how sleep affects your life. Sleep Number has been ranked highest in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power for 2 years in a row. For J.D. Power award info, visit jdpower.com. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. Last night, well, the kid woke up in the middle of the night, and that's the only reason I got a 90. But I feel great. Come into a Sleep Number store to see and feel the difference. Save $400 on their most popular P5 queen mattress, now only $1,999.99. You'll only find Sleep Number at any of the 500 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 800-511-0061 and be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
News.
Rock and roll legend Chuck Berry.
Yeah.
Passed away on Saturday afternoon at his home in Missouri. He was 90. It ain't 2016, that's for sure.
No,
but
not at all.
That's a biggie for 2017. He'd been found unresponsive when the EMTs arrived. They were unable to revive him. Good long life for Chuck Berry. According to Chuck's family, his health had deteriorated recently. He spent his last days at home surrounded by his family and friends. Chuck was one of the pioneers of rock music, and I don't mind Rob Spiewak cranking this up a little bit and giving you just a taste in case you know who we're talking about. Chuck Berry, this is him. You know this one. He created it.
The first guy to take blues licks and play them with a country and western flair.
Yep.
And it has been said that Maybelline is the first rock and roll record. I mean, all the ingredients came together. And he didn't live an exceptionally good life personally. But what's amazing to me is if you go back 60 years, how all strings go to him. Just so much springs from what he did. So we're lucky to have him around as long as we do.
Maybelline, as Rob mentioned, Rollover Beethoven, rock and roll music, Sweet Little 16. I love that one.
Good
too.
One. Yeah.
Johnny Be Good, My Ding-a-Ling.
His only number one record, believe it or not.
I cannot believe that Johnny Be Good was not a number one
record. I know.
That is stunning to me that that's true.
Yeah, and it's to me, it's a little disappointing that his only number one is a novelty record.
Yeah.
But I'm glad he had a number one.
And so dirty, even today.
Yes, and it's 1972.
He was among the first musicians to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when it opened in 1986. Rolling Stone ranked him fifth on a list of 100 greatest artists of all time, and they also ranked him seventh on a list of 100 greatest guitarists. Play some more. This is great. I love Chuck Berry.
That is where my montage ends. I apologize.
Bummer. All right, we'll,
one
know,
thing
we'll
about
hear,
him
we'll
that I
more.
Think you will love, do you know that in the 80s when he was touring, he would show up at a gig with his guitar. It was in his rider. He says, find me a band that knows my songs. And
what
he would just show up and they would be forced to play what he played. He
in
would have a pickup
key.
Band. Yeah, in every location.
And his key was subject to change during a set.
He was not. You can go back and listen to some studio stuff. He's not an exceptionally easy guy to work with.
No, and there's a documentary with Keith Richards that shows how difficult they're trying
Hail,
to put
rock
some
and roll.
Tribute show, Hail, Hail, Rock and
yep.
Roll. And it shows the just the adversarial relationship. Mm-hmm. I mean, Keith Richards, who just revered Chuck Berry.
Yes.
But Chuck Berry is so difficult to work with. I'm gonna track that down, Rob, and if you can figure out where it is, I want to track that down and watch it today.
I know that almost all the clips are on YouTube. You might be able to find the whole movie on YouTube.
Oh,
but
cool.
The music is great too. Just great.
Anyway, safe home, Chuck Berry. You created a lot of stuff that music was based on. So that's good stuff. Kim DePaola. I do not watch The Real Housewives in New Jersey, but I will tell you, this is a story that got to the front of the news. She is involved in a double homicide.
What?
But how involved is a matter for the cops to decide. An Audi belonging to Kim was found torched in Paterson, New Jersey on Friday with two bodies inside.
Oh, my God.
They were badly burned.
It's a great, great town. I'm surprised it happened.
Yeah. There's no crime in Paterson, New Jersey.
Paterson, New Jersey, just as cool as the other side of the pillow.
They were badly burned, but that's not what killed them. Both men had been shot in the head. This has every indication of a hit. The car is most likely used.
Wow.
The car was mostly used by Kim's son Chris, but he was out of town when this happened. He had a friend drive him to the airport Wednesday in the Audi. The friend was supposed to just bring it back to Chris's house and leave it, but obviously that didn't happen, and Chris is worried his friend is one of the victims because nobody can get in touch with him. And I assume that means he's...
Well, I know this, Mike.
Car.
When
scary.
People are killed by being shot in the head and then found burned in a car, there's no sign of foul play.
Not at all.
I'm sure it's a simple weird. Explanation.
Yeah, I'm going to follow up on that. It's very scary. Beauty and the Beast set box office records with a massive $170 million opening at the U.S. box office. It was the biggest opening ever for a PG movie.
Wow.
This movie struck the chord. It was the right time in the right place for this movie. The previous record holder was last year's Finding Dory with $135 million. It also snagged the record for best March opening, taking the title for Batman vs. Superman, which debuted to a $166 million mark last March. Beauty and the Beast also had the seventh best opening of all time in the U.S., and it's the second best non-summer opening behind The Force Awakens with $248 million.
Wow.
Success. This is, I like these little statistics because I'm glad when actors get a payday. Though they're successful anyway, when they take less money because they want to be involved in this.
Roll the dice.
Emma Watson's going to make serious bank. She was paid $3 million up front for the movie. By, you know, Hollywood star standards, that's not a lot.
Right.
But depending on how well Beauty does, she could pocket up to $15 million.
Mm.
And the total worldwide box office is what will cause that. After 1 weekend, remember, it's already at $350 million. She ain't going to starve.
Wow.
So that's for Emma Watson. Way to go. The rich get richer. A couple from Ohio named George Begala and Katie Woodford were on vacation in Arizona last Thursday, just like Oscar Santana
is. Hey, that's nice.
They both look like they're maybe in their 30s. George decided to propose at the top of Camelback Mountain in Phoenix, which is about 3,000 feet high.
Mm-hmm.
So they hiked up to the top together. He popped the question, and she said yes. Then right after the proposal, Katie started hyperventilating, and her muscles cramped up. Oh, dear. Oh no.
Oh.
It turned out she was dehydrated and overheated from the hike, so George called 911. And why am I picturing Kate and Toby from This Is Us right now? I don't know.
Hey, your shirt's buttoned wrong.
You.
Oh, I know.
That was nasty, wasn't
it? It was.
She had to be airlifted out by helicopter. It's so great when Rob Spiewak watches something we're all watching. I love that. It's fun.
You know what? I will say this. You know what character makes me cry the most on that show?
Who's that?
Gerald McRaney.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah, him as the doctor.
Yeah.
He's brilliant.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's so good.
She had to be airlifted out by helicopter. Luckily, she's okay. But then after they rescued her, someone realized George's heart rate was way too high to walk back down the mountain. So the helicopter had to come back and rescue him, too.
Two medevacs on a mountain.
Do you think they could have used a helicopter on the girl from This Is Us?
Hey, stop it. Come on now. He told...
Maybe with the straps.
That's the fat alarm. He told the local news.
Give it a
proposal,
little gas.
It didn't go quite as well as the guy wanted. It's a good story to tell. While they were in the hospital, they made plans to get married over the weekend.
Good for them.
So I guess they're going to get out of the hospital and go right to the church.
Yeah, and hydrate. Just hydrate. It's important.
And now a little something. Stone Brewing Company in San Diego just created a new beer called Full Circle Pale Ale that's made out of sewage water. Yes. The people at Stone Brewing swear The water has been treated, so it's safe to drink. And they wanted to make it because one day in the more environmentally friendly future, we'll all be drinking treated and recycled water. If you want to take the brewer's word for it, the beer is actually pretty good. Quote, among the pale ales I've made, it's probably in the top three. It's a very clean tasting beer. It hasn't gone on sale yet, but maybe they'll get enough demand that it'll have to hit stores soon. And fear not, if people do not like it, you can just drop some food coloring in it and serve it on St. Patrick's Day.
There you go.
Just like we did. Yeah, our sewage water beer. Yes, delicious.
The one you want to stay away from, Mike, is the not very pale ale.
Yeah. Yes, not very full circle pale ale. There you go. We'll take a break, come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here.
Honey, I'll always love you.
Hey, TMOS listeners. Dan O'Brien here to tell you that when I'm not busy wearing tight sweaters or getting Oscars coffee, I'm subscribing to the TMOS Bonus Package. The TMOS Bonus Package is the best way to support the show. You get an additional uncensored show every week. If you love listening to me laugh in the background during regular shows, you'll love hearing me do it on the bonus shows. It's an amazing deal, so make sure to buy the Bonus Package today. I promise you'll be laughing as hard as me at the bonus show, or my name isn't
Dan O'Brien.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. There are things in life that happen without you even realizing it. You breathe, you blink, you say God bless you after somebody sneezes. Just a natural reflex. Now it's time to learn a new knee-jerk behavior. We really want you to do this.
This is important.
As soon as you need something, anything, immediately shop Amazon through the TMOS website.
That's how you do it.
Bookmark it. That way it's easy as 1, 2, 3. Amazon.com has everything your heart desires, and it doesn't cost you anything extra. And please help TMOS by shopping through Amazon through the Mike O'Mara Show. If you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app, the new one. We still use the TMOS app for that?
Absolutely. The card is right there.
All right, so when you're enjoying the brand new updated app, the cart, the shopping cart's there for you to shop Amazon, and we get the credit. Shop like you normally would. Shop Amazon through TMOS. Thank you for your help, and may God bless.
News.
What?
No, wrong. That's what I wanted
better
to do.
Quiet mouth.
Thank you.
News.
Stop it.
News.
Stop it.
News.
Stop it.
Was that guy that says news, was he at the block party?
Yes, he was, as a matter of fact.
I thought he was carrying
chairs.
He
didn't laugh at my Jim Nance joke.
News.
All right, thank you.
He's too much into news.
Oh, by the way, heard back from the TV station in Portland, Maine.
And?
Thank you. Yeah. They said they didn't like the demo. Anyway, let's get the audio vaults in there. That's, I'm kidding.
You know
they
what?
Didn't say that.
Hard
they
to cook with bad ingredients.
They didn't say
that. No, I feel bad. That sucks. Yeah. You know what? I was very proud of that demo. Well, they don't know what they're
one.
Done. They're...
Let's make a better one so we can get the job.
We'll get
time,
the job. Okay? We'll get the job.
Thank you.
Right, very good.
Good.
All right. All right. You know what? A lot of basketball this weekend means a lot of Shaquille O'Neal on television. Woo! To see and stuff.
What's up, Doc?
So he does. I didn't realize this. Like everyone has a podcast. There is the Big Podcast with Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, yeah.
And he, on his most recent episode, says that he thinks the Earth could be flat.
What did you make of the Kyrie stuff?
I don't. It's true. The
what?
The Earth is flat.
Shaq, what are you talking about?
The Earth is flat.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's
yes,
not.
Yes, it is. There's three ways to manipulate the mind. What you read, what you see, and what you hear.
Okay. Conspiracies.
In school, first thing they teach us is, oh, Columbus discovered America. But when he got there, it was some fair-skinned people with the long hair smoking out of peace pipes. So what does that tell you? Mm-hmm. Columbus didn't discover America.
He found where some other people already lived.
I drive from coast to coast, and this shit's flat to me. I'm just saying. I do not go up and down in a 360-degree angle and all
me?
That stuff about gravity. Have you looked outside of Atlanta lately and seen all these buildings? So you mean to tell me that China is under us? China's yes. under us.
If you keep
they
saying,
are right? under us.
That's what they tell you when you're a kid.
The world is flat.
If you dug straight through your backyard, you can get to China.
No, you can't. The world,
the
is,
world
flat.
Is not.
The world is flat.
This is the I most love bizarre
Shaq.
Theory. Yeah.
You know what? No one could do that without pissing me off, and yeah. Shaq succeeded.
Yeah,
I love him. I love him more after that. That's
I
fantastic.
Love his reasoning. Is I've driven cross country, and it seems flat to me.
It seems flat to me. Way to go, Shaq.
All right, there's a. You have always thought, and I think with ponies a part of our program, we've had sort of evidence that Japan is the seat of the sex doll industry. And when sex doll advances are made, Japan is the place to be. Am I right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mike, Spain is coming on strong.
Uh-oh. Really?
Yes.
I'm encouraged by this. This is wonderful. Sex dolls equal fun.
They're not my thing because they're too much like wax figures, and you know that creeps
you,
me
right?
out.
There's a fear factor.
That's
right,
a fear factor. Well, there's the Spanish engineer. His name is Sergey Santos, and he has built a brand new sex doll.
Seriously, do I think Sergey may be on the show tomorrow?
He might be.
We haven't done a good old fashioned vignette like that.
I would love to meet Sergey.
Sergey Santos, yes.
He has built a sex doll that has sensors built into the sex doll, so you sort of have to seduce the sex doll.
Okay. That's too much work.
Yeah, I would think.
Oh, come on, you. Jesus. Straighten up and fly right to Christ.
Yeah, at least just straighten up. The sex doll looks a little bit like Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
And here he is discussing his sex robot.
Samantha is interactive. Basically, she likes to be touched. She has different modes of interaction. You can touch Samantha, for example, in the hips. You can touch Samantha also in the arms. You can touch Samantha in the hands. You can kiss Samantha. She likes to be kissed.
Yes.
Normally, she likes to be kissed always. And also, she responds to basically the G-spots and also the breasts.
Hey,
she's a very nice girl, and you got to touch her the right way and make sure she likes, she's made out of rubber. She's made out of rubber.
Sergey, yes. Does she like to be kissed?
Oh, hey, I'm sorry. I answer that question tomorrow during the vignette.
Okay, very good, very good.
Okay, take care. Take care, Toby.
So long. Hey.
Sorry.
Your shirt's buttoned wrong. The Spanish engineer also, the thing that is so great about this sex robot is it can actually do things like set the mood. He has programmed his sex robot to talk to Alexa. Pretty soon, you don't have to do anything.
Samantha. Sex robot.
What's up?
Sex robot.
Romantic.
Now then, do you want to get romantic?
Yes.
Alexa, switch on the living room lights to 40%.
Okay.
Alexa,
I'm getting grossed out.
Yeah, I mean, because think
now
of what's going
really
on.
Grossed out. Yeah.
Sergey has come into his sex robot, this rubber thing, and says it's time for sex. And so the robot starts talking to Alexa.
Turn the lights to 40%. I'm going to throw up.
To 40%. Turn it to 40%.
I don't like that.
I don't either. But I look forward to talking to Sergey tomorrow. Katy Perry picked up an award over the weekend from the Human Rights Campaign and was very clear that when she sang the song I Kissed a Girl, it kind of went beyond that. It went beyond that.
I speak my truths and I paint my fantasies into these little bite-sized pop songs. For instance, I kissed a girl and I liked it. Truth be told, I did more than that. But in 2008, when that song came out, I knew that I started a conversation that a lot of the world seemed curious enough to sing along to.
Can I get you a damp towel, Ashley? You look very excited over there with that whole notion. I didn't realize when I pulled this piece of tape that you had lost the job at the television station in Portland. Here's a guy who is doing some television narration, Mike. See if you can pick up this voice doing a D-Day documentary on World War II.
The following is a story about one day in World War II, June 6th, 1944, D-Day. A time of both heroics and horror experienced by teenagers.
Who in the name of God is that?
It's Bill Belichick.
You know,
how horrifying is that?
Why do
I know
moments where I say, why do I even throw auditions out?
I know.
Why do I even try?
Right?
You know, what Rob and I are talking about right now, I'm kind of trying to turbocharge my voiceover career a little bit. And so we sent things along. I've been in this game for a long time. And for so long, they tell you, you know, hey, Bill, you know why they're saying Bill Belichick will be a good narrator? Because he's so non-announcer.
Non-announcer.
Type.
Yeah, he doesn't sound
That's
like a pro.
What they like, non-announcer. Don't get a dude walker. Get a non-announcer type. There's where you go. A time that we had a day.
Later on in the documentary. Later on in the documentary, Bill Belichick has Alexa drop the lights to 40%. That's the best part of the documentary. Let's close with this. In a South American Soccer Association, I think it's actually called the ABSA, after every game they have what is called the man of the match. Okay. And this guy was good enough. He scored 2 goals. That's a great game in soccer. His name is Mohamed Anis. And he was so excited to get the award. I'm not sure he knew exactly what he was saying when he was thanking some people.
I always wish to win one of these, and I got it. So thank you very much for this, for giving me this. And I appreciate my fans also, my wife and my girlfriend. My wife, sorry to say.
I want to thank my wife and my girlfriend. It's going to be a big night.
That's right.
And my rubber sex doll. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Oh, wow. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our snail mail address, TMOS PO Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, who will be back tomorrow, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.